with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Busy week going on. We've got All-A Classic action for softball and golf this week. First football games of the season coming up Friday night. And a little bit later on this morning, we'll talk with Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung about the Tigers' trip over to Hopkins County Central coming up on Friday. But we're going to start the day talking with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com. And Tom, as I mentioned, a busy week. We've got All-A Classic soccer this week, All-A Classic golf going on today. So, as always, it's a busy time for the sports guys.
Yeah, this is that week where everything now is going for the fall season. And between all the sports, it is busy. We've got big events. I mean, you've got the kickoff of football season. You've got cross country's first big event of the fall coming up. You got a big golf event this weekend. You mentioned All-A soccer, and it's just a lot going on as we get into full swing now with the fall sports season.
Yeah, coming up just a little bit later on this morning, they'll be on the course at the Cullen at Mineral Mound State Park in Eddyville, the second region All-A Classic Golf Tournament. I think they had about 50 kids ready for that today, and that's coming up with an 8:30 shotgun start, and I believe Scott Brown's going to be down there for us.
Yeah, everybody, including Scott, is glad this is, not 5 or 6 days ago when we were dancing around 97, 98 degrees. So it's actually going to be a pretty decent day for them to be on the course, too. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects play.
Yeah, and it seems like the All-A Golf is kind of wide open this year as far as the individual champions go. Not really sure which schools have enough players for teams in both the boys and girls categories, but not really one dominating golfer in the area this year, so it should be an interesting tournament.
Yeah, it will be, to see who comes out on top and who makes that trek to Richmond. But, yeah, you're right. There is a lot of times going into the All-A Golf Tournament, you have a good feel of who's going to be on top, who's going to take the individual medalist honors, and you really don't get that right now going in.
And both Caldwell County teams are competing in the All-A Classic today for the first time in a while. The Lady Tigers have enough players for a team, so I think Caldwell has 4 girls and 5 guys competing today at the All-A Classic.
Yeah, it's a good crew to have. It's nice to see maybe some golf rejuvenation among some of the smaller programs, because there have been times the smaller teams have struggled to get more than a player or two out there. So it's nice to see when you can get some teams out there and make this event a pretty noteworthy event.
As we mentioned, the All-A Classic soccer tournament also going on this week. And Tom, before this season, I don't remember any soccer matches that were suspended and finished later. And already this season, Caldwell has had 3 of those.
Yeah, it's been an unusual, you mentioned that storm-type situation. The other night, several places, they never had rain. They just had the lightning. And, of course, once the officials deem it's close enough, they stop it. But there were games across the area. I know, in addition to the Caldwell game, Hopkins Central's lost 2 in the past. Madisonville lost 1. Madisonville suspended their boys game with Davis County the other night. Trigg had a stoppage during theirs. It's been a little bit unusual. And, of course, the stoppage in Caldwell County not getting to finish out with Crittenden the other night has sort of changed the All-A schedule for this week.
Yeah, the girls' semifinal will be finished tonight after the boys' championship. And then in a bit of a rarity, we'll see the girls' final on Friday.
Yeah, that will be UHA is waiting in the wings for whoever wins tonight. And, it's a tough thing for us because we normally have Friday night as a big football night. And now we've also got an All-A championship with a couple of our schools in it, more than likely. And so it's just it's another part that adds to the very busy week and a very busy end of a very busy sports week.
Yeah, going back to Tuesday at the All-A Classic for the girls, the first contest was set for 5:30, didn't start till after 6:45 because of some weather that went through. Caldwell and Crittenden County finally got on the field about 8:30 for the second game, played about 22 minutes when we saw lightning, and it was still lightning about 20 minutes after 9, and that was about the point they said, you know, we can't really wait because every time that lightning hits, you've got to wait another 30 minutes, and we were looking at maybe 10 o'clock getting started again and still had to finish the first half and play the entire second half, so they suspended that contest. And just it's going to be interesting tonight because we've got the boys final between UHA and Fort Campbell, and then the rest of the girls semifinal between Caldwell and Crittenden.
Yeah, you've got that odd combination tonight, and then tomorrow night you've got the girls championship followed by a scheduled match between the Lyon County girls had a home match already scheduled for tomorrow night. So you're going to have the All-A Regional Championship, and then Lyon County is going to take to their own field for a match on Friday night.
Yeah, Lyon County's girls, I think, play Union County. And originally we were told the All-A final was going to be on Monday, but I think UHA had a game Monday. Caldwell had its rescheduled game, the first suspended game over at Trigg County for Monday, and Lyon County has a home match against Crittenden County that night. So I guess Monday ended up being a tough deal for everybody.
Yeah, and of course, if you know, with UHA not playing football, it doesn't matter to them whether or not they're playing on Friday night. So the school most likely to be impacted would be Caldwell County if they advance on.
Yeah, and Crittenden County also has a football issue Friday night, but Lyon County also not a football school. And even though they're out of the All-A Classic, they're still hosting it. And I think they probably tried to work it around a previously scheduled home game just maybe for officials, because maybe it was difficult getting referees, and they thought, well, we'd already have the referees lined up anyway.
Oh, I do also know that there have been some proposal to shift the boys' final away over to University Heights, and the assigning secretary of the officials, I think, said, no, we can't do that. We just don't have the bodies for tonight. They had talked about doing that, and the assigning secretary said, no, we're just a little tight. We can't pull that one off.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons they try to have the semifinals at one location is for referees to get enough guys there and actually be able to play, because if you tried to play at four different sites opposed to two different sites for the boys and girls, you'd kind of stretch the soccer officials thin that night.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the numbers are up for the officials. They just still do not have – they were so low on numbers. They still do not have enough to cover a very, very busy night. So they look – for, you know, if they're going to double up somewhere, they try to double up and have the same crew work matches as often as possible.
Now, when you look at the second region All-A Classic for soccer, UHA has kind of gotten to where it's dominated that. The Lady Blazers, I think, have only ever lost in the All-A Classic once, and that was when Caldwell got them a couple of years ago. And the boys over at UHA, they're kind of on a bit of a run in the All-A Classic as well.
Yeah, I looked it up the other day before the tournament started. UHA will be going for their 10th straight All-A Classic Championship tonight. The last team to break that was, I think, Lyon County. But UHA will be going for 10 years in a row. And, of course, over in the first region, I think only Mayfield, they're not even having to play a tournament, only Mayfield is eligible in the All-A over there with the soccer program. St. Mary has not been playing boys soccer for a year or two. And so the winner tonight already knows that they're playing Mayfield.
Yeah, so interesting times for the All-A Classic. And again, the Lady Tigers playing tonight. It'll be the late game as they finish up the semifinal with Crittenden County. UHA boys take on Fort Campbell at 5:30. And then Caldwell County and Crittenden County girls in the late game. One's a championship, one's a semifinal tonight. Both of those taking part in Eddyville. And speaking of the All-A Classic, we've got volleyball coming up before too long. And Tom, we've got Caldwell County back in the All-A Classic Volleyball Tournament this year.
Yeah, that's, of course, they had been eligible. They just elected not to. So Caldwell County is going back into the All-A Classic, which makes that more interesting once again, because now you have Caldwell County with a solid team. You have Crittenden County, who actually won it last year. You have the defending second region champ. They had some roster turnover at Heritage Christian, but they will be in one that plays a role in a young and upcoming University Heights team. So that shapes up as a pretty interesting tournament. I would be hard-pressed to go out on a limb and predict who wins it, but it could be a pretty interesting matchup. And, of course, they'll play first round. What first round games they need to play will be at school site, and then they will go to Smithland. I think that's next Saturday.
Yeah, And I think when you look at it, probably Crittenden County would have to be the favorite. They were ranked number one overall in the second region in the coaches preseason poll, but there's some other good teams in that thing as well, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and of course, they are the defending All-A champ. I think, I would not be surprised if Caldwell County wins it. Heritage Christian dropped their opener to Madisonville the other night, but still I would not be surprised to see them come out of it. It's just, University Heights is a little young. So, yeah, Crittenden's probably the favorite, but I would possibly put Caldwell County right there behind them.
So that'll be interesting to watch. Caldwell County, when it has played in the All-A Classic, has never lost a regional All-A Classic match. They've won that thing every time they've been in it. So that's a streak that's kind of on the line this year, too.
And let's see, what year was it that Caldwell County won the All-A State Championship?
Yeah, that was 2010.
Okay, 2010, they won the title. And so, for a lot of schools, and you hate to say this, in other parts of the state outside of the Golden Triangle, the All-A is their best chance of the state volleyball championship because the Triangle schools are so far ahead in terms of years of volleyball participation.
Oh, yeah, when you get to the end of the year, I think the prize is just getting to the state tournament because you're going to run into a Louisville team or a Northern Kentucky team at some point.
Yeah, I mean, even what McCracken County has had some really, really good teams. And when you play Assumption, it's just a whole different thing. Assumption one year had 7 D1 signees on their team. That's more players than you can put on the court at one time. 7 D1 signees.
Speaking of volleyball, we got a big tournament coming up this weekend over in Hopkinsville, and we'll have several of our Your Sports Edge teams in that.
Yeah, that's the SmackDown at the Sportsplex, the Planners Bank, Jenny Stewart Health Sportsplex. That's a big event. Several teams there. Let's see. I think Caldwell County's there, Heritage there, Hoptown there, Christian County there, Madisonville there. It's a good early season measuring stick for a lot of these teams. I think the furthest team away I saw on the list is Garrett County is actually coming down from Central Kentucky.
We're talking this morning with Tom Rogers from YourSportsEdge.com. We need to get to a timeout here on the show. We'll come back and talk a little football right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham, H&R Agripire. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come by 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
This is Cullen Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Class is in session.
I think it's time we started our new class project.
It's School of Rock time.
Who else wants to go for the gold?
Listen to WPKY weekday mornings with Taz for that day's letter. Text a rock band or artist that begins with that letter to 270-963-9038. Get registered to win a daily prize from Morris Construction, Bad Bandit, McDonald's, Farmers Bank, and more. Plus, you'll get registered for Friday's Big Loot Bag. The School of Rock, only from 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. We're talking with Tom Rogers from YourSportsEdge.com, and Tom, Friday night lights are almost here. Friday night football action kicking off all around the area.
Yeah, it is that time of the year, and interesting to see how things play out. And we've got several games Friday, one game in the area on Saturday. As Christian County is not playing till Saturday, both Christian County and Hopkinsville at home, so they had to split the stadium this weekend. But it'll be interesting to see. A lot of teams in the area may surprise some people. And I think Caldwell County has the potential to be one of those. I think Madisonville has the potential to be one of those. It'll be interesting. And Hopkinsville, I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
And this is finally, the final season for Hopkinsville and Christian County.
Yep, we're sure this time it is the final season. We had the run where they were going to do it, and then said, no, we'll wait till next year. And then they said, no, we're going to wait 2 more years. But now with the school being close to being handed over to the Christian County school system, and they're about ready to get this thing going. So final season for the Hopkinsville Tigers, final season for Christian County Colonels, and interesting to see. And, of course, there will be some coaching decisions to be made sometime over the next 3 months for the new school. But with football, it's going to be interesting to see. And I think just from early feelings, I think Hopkinsville has the potential to be pretty good.
I'm still not sure I like the sound of Christian County Tigers.
No, that actually does feel weird. I liked when they actually had, for a while, they were going to call them the Wolfpack, and with blue and black colors. I thought that was going to be really cool. And then they decided to just say, okay, well, we'll take a part of both schools, and we'll go with blue, we'll go with the orange, which looks a lot like Marshall County colors, and they'll go with the Christian County Tigers, which it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, for my money, I think they should have just gone with a new identity for the new school. I understand tradition and trying to keep the old schools alive and trying to keep the old alumni happy, but Christian County Tigers just doesn't roll off the tongue quite the way Christian County Colonels did.
No, and like you mentioned, the color scheme looks a lot like that team on the other side of the lakes, and the blue and black I thought was going to be cool, but not my call. So they elected to go with that way, and now we are going through that. There will be a lot of finals this year. The final, final home, first game, final home game, final soccer game, all of that stuff for every sport this year at both schools.
Well, and again, Christian County Tigers, you talk about the Wolfpack, that's kind of a unique nickname, and I kind of like the unique nicknames. Sometimes I think the most used nicknames across the state are probably, Tigers and Cardinals and those kind of things.
Yeah. And you talk about the uniqueness of that in the Wolfpack. We actually thought that was going to happen, and we actually had a page built on the site for the Hopkinsville Christian County Academy Wolfpack. We actually had that page built.
Yeah, I think Hopkinsville Christian County Academy just ended up being a mouthful, and they tried to get rid of that. And when they went to just Christian County, I think, obviously Hopkinsville wanted something from their history to remain, and so they just kind of grabbed Tigers, and it just seems a little disjointed. I would like to see them just have started anew and just have come out of the gate with a brand new approach.
Yeah, the only thing is Hopkinsville Christian County Academy, the acronyms would have been a little tough, because that would have been HCCA. You already have HCA in Hopkinsville, and just to the north you have HCCHS.
But we do have football coming up Friday night. Caldwell County opens over at Hopkins County Central at 7 o'clock. And, Tom, it's homecoming at Hopkins County Central. You don't usually see that in week one.
Yeah, and I asked somebody up at Central about that yesterday, and they said they were out of dates. They have a Hall of Fame night. They had another event coming up, and it was either go first week for homecoming or last, and you get into senior night stuff, and they just, what ended up is they were out of dates if they wanted to have it, and so they had to do homecoming on the opener.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing that before. There have been some early ones, and I'm kind of a fan of early homecomings in the season because it's still kind of warmer. You've got girls in dresses and players out there, and you don't want to have homecoming when it's 32 degrees, but yeah, I've never seen week one before.
Yeah, and I think, we're still in a little bit of carryover from pandemic when they did everything early because they were afraid you never know when you were going to lose a game due to numbers, and so they just, everybody got in the habit, and it's not as awkward as it used to be because of that, but it still does feel odd.
Now, we do have some new district alignments this season. I know Class 2A, 1st District, Fort Campbell comes back to the 1st District. Todd County is in the 1st District. Trigg County drops back down to 2A this season. So the 2A 1st District, you've got Caldwell, Crittenden, and Trigg. It's almost an old 5th District reunion. And I'm not sure those three schools have ever been in the same district before for football.
No, that alignment changes a lot of things. And in fact, now Todd County Central comes over into that mix too. That's a big 16 district. And what, you know, the thing about that is you win two games in that district, you're crossing your fingers. You know, it's going to take three or four to get a home game, and two, you're hoping to get in. If you win only one district game in that district, you're probably not getting in.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different because for the last several years, Caldwell has been in the district with four teams. So, you know, automatically you're going to make the playoffs. So, have to buckle down a little bit and get those wins. But the big thing, Mayfield's still there. And you always know that in this end of the state, if you're playing football in Class 2A, you have to deal with the Mayfield Cardinals at some point.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, if you look at that district, you have to make a favorite. You have to start with Mayfield until somebody knocks them off. And then after that, that district looks pretty wide open. But yeah, everything starts and ends with Mayfield until somebody knocks them out of it.
And in this end of the state, you've got Owensboro Catholic as well. So we always say, you know, if you can beat Mayfield and beat Catholic, you got a chance to be a state champion.
Yeah, and that's the big challenge, is getting past those two. I saw Catholic a couple of weeks ago at 7-on-7, and then saw them for a half of a scrimmage at Madisonville. They're adapting to a new quarterback, and so it will take them some time. I think by the end of the year, they're still going to be Owensboro Catholic typical type good, but they play traditionally pretty tough schedule. They're going to be learning some things early, so I think Mayfield's probably a little ahead of them right now.
Going back to Crittenden and Trigg, though, at times Caldwell has been in the district with Crittenden. At times Caldwell's been in a district with Trigg, but at no point have those three teams ever been together before, so that'll be interesting, and that'll make those matchups between those three schools really big this season.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you mentioned Crittenden being in that district. For so long, Crittenden was the smaller of the schools, and they were always in Class A, and now they're back up with Trigg and Caldwell. Those will be interesting matchups because those have always been pretty intense rivalry games, both Crittenden with Trigg, Crittenden with Caldwell, and Trigg with Caldwell. Those make for interesting matchups anyway, and now you add the district factor into that.
Yeah, Friday night football coming up very quickly. Like I said, tomorrow night we'll all be headed out to ball games, and of course we'll have Caldwell County and Hopkins County Central for you right here on WPKY Friday night. Tom, appreciate you talking sports with us this morning.
Glad to do it, and let's get busy.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, bye.
Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com joining us on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a timeout. We'll have more after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Cues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Cues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Cues.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in today. It is a busy day in Caldwell County sports. Golfers should be on the course right now at the Cullen at Mineral Mound State Park. The second region All-A Classic golf tournament is today, and both the Caldwell County Tigers and Lady Tigers are playing in that event. Tonight, the Caldwell County Lady Tiger soccer team gets to finish its game against Crittenden County. They played 22 minutes on Tuesday before lightning stopped things and forced that contest to be suspended. Caldwell County held a 1-0 lead at the time, so that semifinal will finish tonight around 7 or 7:15 in Eddyville. Before that, UHA and Fort Campbell play in the boys' championship game of the second region All-A Classic, so Caldwell and Crittenden County's girls will get on the field after that one. And also Lady Tiger volleyball in action today. The Lady Tigers 1-0 after beating Union County Tuesday. They'll play at Mayfield tonight. Coming up Friday, the Caldwell County Tiger football team heads to Hopkins County Central for its season opener. And we'll talk with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung when we come back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYOnline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYOnline.com and click on Big Deals today.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. As promised, Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. And coach, thanks for coming in this morning. And how's the team looking as we are a day away from the first game?
Well, we're definitely ready to play somebody. You know, we've been going at it since July 10th, and we've been hitting in pads since August 1st, and, you know, we're sick of each other. We're sick of blocking each other. We're sick of all the stuff leading up to, you know, it's time to play. The kid, you can just tell that there's tension with us. You know, when you practice against us people for 20 days, you kind of get the feeling, you start getting sick of people and annoyed, and you know, we want to use that frustration that we've been having at practice and take it to the field Friday night and start playing games. Kids are really itching, I think, to go play a game, so I'm glad it's finally here. You know, you never know what it's going to be like until you get to that first game. So there, I told them yesterday, Rodney Bell came out and talked to us before practice yesterday, and I said, told the kids the story about him. I said, you got to prepare for the unexpected. And I said, well, about 20 years ago, we went into the Crittenden game with a starting running back, and he got hurt, and Rodney came in after that and was our starting running back the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we were down in that game at Crittenden County, and put Rodney in and changed the whole context of that game and the rest of the season. So something crazy might happen. You may not think you're going to play, and you end up being a star. So that's the things you find out in that first game.
But it feels like there's a lot of excitement this year around the team, around the community. So I think a lot of people are ready for this season to go.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we built some momentum last year in a positive direction. Had our kids that went through the previous two or three years, went through a lot, playing a tough schedule, didn't have good numbers, and you know, we got numbers back. We had a freshman class with 13 or 14 kids in it, and we got some juniors and seniors that have been through a lot, and we're excited about the schedule. We're excited about getting back to playing, and you know, I feel like as soon as the season ended last year, the kids coming back started thinking about this year, so it's finally here, and let's just hope we go play well.
Now, when you look at returning starters, you guys have a few of those, but I think you've also got some kids that maybe people don't know as much about that are going to end up stepping up and being big-time contributors for you this year.
Yeah, and I don't know which ones they are yet.
Yeah, you know, that's the opportunity that sports provide, you know, and this season's going to be fun to see who those key players end up being.
You know, last year, Cam Spikes, he carried such a heavy load for us, you know. He played the F position, which is our tailback, the whole year, and he played inside linebacker the whole year. He did such a great job. He wasn't a great athlete. He was just a tough kid that did what we asked, and we really had to lean on him a lot because we didn't have a lot of running backs last year. And this year we got about four or five kids that will play that position. So they all have a different skill set. They all are talented kids, and I really don't know which one is gonna be the guy. I really honestly can't say. I don't know which one's gonna be the guy. You know, what is probably gonna happen is if one of them comes out and gets a hot hand, he's probably gonna start getting more reps. So that's kind of how it's gonna play.
Well, do you see quarterback Daylon Lander being a bigger part of the run game this season?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Daylon is he's really improved. His decision making has really improved. In the scrimmages, he started making plays with his feet when he didn't like what he saw in the passing game. And, you know, that's something that I really encouraged last year. You know, he's a great athlete, and he can run. Got a big arm, so now he's starting to understand when to run. And I think that's really going to make us dangerous. Anytime you got a quarterback that can take off and run, it's dangerous. But he's got a big arm. You know, he can make a lot of good throws, and hopefully we'll cut back on interceptions this year and add rushing yards and just make him a all-around more dangerous player.
In the passing game, though, you've kind of got to find some receivers because the only guy coming back that's ever caught a pass in a varsity game is Cam Wilson.
Yeah, we had we graduated three really good receivers in Luke Maddox and Gus Fox and Luke Parker, and, you know, those guys had a lot of experience. And they're gone, and that's a lot of receptions and yards they take with them. So, you know, we've got some good young kids coming up playing receiver. Zy Rollins has played receiver for a long time, but then most of the time he played defense. But, you know, he's been in the system for a long time, and Drew Stevens has been in the system for a long time. Derek Wilson, those kids, that they're experienced. They just don't have any catches yet. So I'm hoping that they contribute on offense some. And then we got Mark Kesey Wilson playing some receiver. Dayton Wilson playing some receiver. Colson Maddox, James Massey out of the backfield. Those are all kids that Shane Farrow. We've got Shane Farrow back, and those are all kids that might be the one to break out Friday night.
Well, and obviously one of your big weapons on offense is going to be Cam Wilson. Like I said, he's got the experience, and it looks like he's gotten a lot bigger from last year.
Yeah, Cam's about 220. He really committed himself to working out a lot in the weight room, playing inside linebacker as well. He's just a good football player. He plays receiver a lot, but you know, when we get at the end of the games and we need to grind the clock away, he's probably going to be that guy. He's a really good running back, really good linebacker, just a really overall super talented kid that I'm hoping that this is a real breakout year for him. You know, he had a good year last year, but he missed some games for injury. So I think he gets 10 games, gets to play a whole season this year. He's going to raise some eyebrows around the state. He's a really good player.
Now, there were a couple of times in the two scrimmages, he looked like Earl Campbell coming out of that backfield with the football, just running people over. So that's going to be a weapon that I'm not sure a lot of teams are going to be prepared to see.
Yeah, he's a big kid, and he's really for his size, he's pretty explosive. You know, he's not going to run a 4.4 or anything, but for his size, he's pretty fast, and he doesn't shy away from contact. He looks for contact, so I'm hoping that that he's a guy that has a big year for us.
Now, you do have a lot of guys that I think are going to go both ways. How does that kind of affect your play calling and the way you want to play?
Well, we're going to play guys both ways. You know, we want to put our best players out there when we can, but you know, we know we're going to have to rest some guys at certain times, and you know, we got some plans in for that. The good thing about it is we have some more depth this year, so you know, I don't feel like there's a giant drop off. I feel like the guys that we rotate in ought to be able to do a good job for us, and you know, we ought to be able to continue to maintain a pretty high tempo, pretty high level play. I feel like we have a lot of contingency plans in case guys need a break. So I hope we're ready for that. You know, first game there will always be there'll be some guys cramping and getting used to playing a game. But you know, hopefully we've got everybody we need ready.
How do you guys look up front? Because I know you always want to talk about the linemen.
We return quite a bit of experience up front. You know, Noah Bailey is my starting center, and he's been playing for me for 3 years, and he long snaps for us, and I think he started a game or two last year. Connor Forsyth will be my right guard, and he started some games at right tackle last year. Xander Sample is back out playing this year, and he's a senior, and he's going to play right tackle. My left guard is Landry Dunbar. Landry started, I think he started every game last year, and he started some games his sophomore year. So Landry brings a lot of experience. And then Carter Ennis plays left tackle, and he started every game last year at left tackle. So I feel like he's kind of a bedrock for our offensive line. I don't take him out much. I leave him in. He's smart, good communicator, and I feel like it's a pretty solid group. We're not a gigantic group, you know, but we're not small either. You know, I think Carter's about 220. I think Landry's about 180. I think Noah's about 220, and Connor's 300 pounds, and then Xander's about, you know, 215 or so. So it's a pretty decent size offensive line. I got a little bit of depth. I got Philip Merritt's a freshman. He's a 250-pound kid, and he's played a little bit defensive line. And Alex Fox was a starter last year on the offensive line, and he's going to start on the defensive line. So he's backing us up. And then, you know, I got a little bit of depth to go to on that side of the ball too.
Defensively, we've talked about it before a little bit, but you guys are going to have a different look this year on that side of the football.
Yeah, we're going to be more multiple. We're going to do some different things in coverage. We're going to bring pressure when we need to, and you know, I think I don't think teams are going to be able to pin us down in one single thing that we do. I think Coach Berg is going to throw a lot of different things at people. He's going to. I think we're going to be a little more aggressive. So, you know, hopefully we limit big plays and shut people down and give our offense as many opportunities as they can to score.
I thought last season was a good year for you guys. The final record shows 5-7, and I know everybody would like to have more wins than losses, but when you figure in the schedule that you guys played and the fact that you finished pretty strong, I thought overall that was a pretty good season.
Yeah, I was happy with last season. You know, you look at the record and you see a losing record, and if you just go by that, you might think differently, but I know what the kids went through. I know what they went through the year before. You know, we went 1-10 the year before, and we came back and finished 5-7 and won a playoff game and playing an extremely difficult schedule. You know, and I was talking to Chris Price yesterday. He's the head coach at Madisonville, and I was talking about playing all those 5A teams. And, you know, we played with all of them for a half. We, you know, we just – it's just hard to keep up with schools that size because they have so much depth, you know. And we played with Graves for a half. We played with Madisonville for a half. The only game I really felt like we didn't really put a good half out there was the McCracken County game. You know, we beat Christian County. So, you know, when you really look at the tail of the tape, it was an enjoyable season. We finished the season with 27 kids, but there were 27 football players that were giving me everything they had every week, and I really appreciate what those guys did.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We need to get to a timeout here on the show. We'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Sues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Sues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Sues.
Snap those smiles. It's the first day of school photo contest. Capture your kid's big moment, then enter at WPKYonline.com before August 22nd for a shot at great prizes from Hancock's Neighborhood Market, the Persnickety Pig, Herb Hayes Furniture, and Max's. Don't miss your chance. Memories fade, but photos last forever. Enter now at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us this morning as the Tigers prepare to take on the Hopkins County Central Storm. And, Coach, you mentioned before a couple of times, we're not just playing a 2A district schedule this year, but we're playing a 3A district schedule this year.
We're in the 3A first district and the 2A first district. We play every 3A district, one team, and our district. So
if we beat all those teams, we need a plaque that says we were 3A first district
champs. First district champs in 3A as well.
And we'll win the 2A as well. You know? Well, how do you see the season coming up? Because things are a little different in the district this year, and we've mentioned this before, but maybe everybody is not aware that we've gone from four teams in the district the last couple of years to six teams in the district this season.
Well, that's good when you're trying to make a schedule that you don't have to go find extra people to play. So they gave me a couple extra opponents. We have five district opponents now, so that's half my schedule right there. And then a lot of those 3A teams we were already playing. They were either regular teams that we played, like Hopkins Central or Union County, or they were 2A teams that were in our district, which is Murray. So those are three of the other opponents. And then I picked up Webster County again, which is somebody that we probably should be playing every year. It's a we play them in Little League and we play them in middle school. And I developed a relationship with Coach Milam over there. And I said, hey, man, we need to be playing. And he agreed. So we're going to start that. That's kind of a rivalry game for us as well.
Well, and Hopkins County Central is kind of a district game in a sense because we play them and everything else mm-hmm. as a district opponent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good game for us. It's close. You know, I really think that we need to play everybody that's really close to us. You know, we play Trigg, and that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to add Marshall County this year, and then Crittenden and Webster, and so we pretty much play all the surrounding counties. So, yeah, I think it's a good schedule for us.
Yeah, we thought the schedule was going to be good this year, and then we found out we had an extra home game this season when the Todd County game became a home game instead of a road game.
Yeah, I don't know how that we had it leveled out and Todd County wanted, I guess they had an unbalance in their schedule and they wanted to have a balance in their schedule, so they wanted us to make it a home game, so we're going to have six home games, and that game will be on a Thursday night. That game, because of the shortage of referees, we had to move 1 week, so I chose to move the Todd County game, so that's the game we play after fall break. So we're going to play Todd County, and that'll be senior night on a Thursday night.
Yeah, after we play at Hopkins Central this week, I believe six of the next seven games are at home, and there's a bye week in there, so that means that for 8 weeks, we only have to leave town once.
That's great. I love it. It'll be bad next year, but we'll have two home scrimmages next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't really have any long road trips anyways. Other than the scrimmages, now that the scrimmages are behind us, we don't really have any real long road trips. I think our longest road trip will be Murray.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you mentioned the scrimmages, one at Greenwood, one at Apollo. What did you kind of learn from those two scrimmages? And did you kind of have a lineup set before that, or did you kind of figure some things out during those scrimmages?
I don't know if it really changed any of my lineup decisions. I do feel like, you know, we scrimmaged two large 5A schools, and I thought we fared pretty well against both of them. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to keep those big 5A schools as scrimmages, because I really wanted to be tested. You know, I knew Greenwood was going to be a big physical team, and I knew Apollo was going to be a lot better. And I really wanted to see what we look like against those kind of teams. You know, I think Apollo is a top 10 5A team, and I think Greenwood at some point will be a top 10 5A team. So, you know, they play in Bowling Green and South Warren's district. So they play a high level of football within their district. So, you know, we saw some things that I thought we learned in the Apollo game. We were a little farther along running the ball than I expected. We ran the ball really well against Apollo. But also saw some things that we need to get better at in throwing the ball. So we've really worked on that a lot this week. So hopefully we will improve in that facet of the game and be able to throw the ball as much as we do running it.
Any changes in the rules or anything else new this season that people need to know about?
Not really. I mean, they spent a lot of time talking about the fumble. How if a fumble gets fumbled forward, it comes back. So, but that's really the only rule change that they talked about a lot. In the other than that, they just reemphasized a lot. Sportsmanship is going to be a big thing this year. We've had way too many fights and scrimmages this year, so I think referees are really going to crack down on poor sportsmanship. So. Players, coaches, and fans, we need to make sure that we are behaving appropriately for a high school event, or you're probably going to be asked to leave or to throw out of the game or get a penalty. And it's something I really try to emphasize with kids, how we conduct ourselves, because you know, being a referee is a hard job, and we want good referees, and we don't need referees to have to be dealing with all kinds of sportsmanship problems.
Season opens at Hopkins County Central tomorrow night, and don't want to look ahead, but next week we get to play at home for the first time. Marshall County comes in, and I believe that's a Gold Rush night.
Yeah, that'll be the Gold Rush game, so we're going to wear all gold. Yeah.
Will be there for that one.
And it'll be the first game under the new Tiger on the Cavs.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be a good game. I think Marshall County's improved. I think they're going to be big. That's the only 5A team we play in the regular season, so they're really, really close. I think it's only about 20 or 25 minute drive. So, you know, we'll look forward to that one.
What do you guys have to do to go over to Morton's Gap and get a win this week and come back 1-0?
Not turn the ball over. And defensively, we need to put a lot of pressure on them and try to force turnovers. It's usually the main telling stat early in the season. You know, we handled them pretty good last year, but we also had 7 interceptions. So, you know, if we go out and force turnovers and give our offense extra opportunities, it should be a good night. If we don't give up big plays and we force turnovers, it should be a good night for us.
All right. Good luck to you guys. Appreciate you coming in this morning and spending some time with us on the Sideline Report. That's Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Again, Caldwell County kicking off at 7 o'clock over at Morton's Gap tomorrow night against Tompkins County Central. And if you can't get over to the game, we'll have all the action right here on WPKY. Again, a busy day today in sports. Girls soccer playing Crittenden County, the resumption of the game that was suspended in the 22nd minute on Tuesday night. Caldwell County leads it 1-0. That game will resume about 7 or 7:15 tonight in Eddyville. Caldwell County Golf on the course at the Cullen at Mineral Mound right now, playing in the second region All-A Classic. And Lady Tiger Volleyball headed to Mayfield tonight. And we'll have reports on all that later at yoursportsedge.com. That's going to wrap us up for the Sideline Report this morning. Again, thanks to Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung and Tom Rogers of yoursportsedge.com for joining us this morning. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY. Prince.